Good morning, all you Blue Jays fans out there, and welcome to the Morning Mash. I am sorry that I missed yesterday. That whole Memorial Day thing here in the States had me thinking it was still the weekend. So, anyways, I'm sorry to say, but the Blue Jays still suck. After finally winning one on Sunday against the Philadelphia Phillies to win a series for the first time since the end of April, the Blue Jays started off their series against the Boston Red Sox, who are 37-17 after yesterday's 8-3 win against the Toronto Blue Jays, who have fallen to 25-29. Aaron Sanchez got off to a good start, but then struggled to get really out of the fourth inning in this one. But, yeah, one of those things just with him, it seems like that second time through the order is just troublesome. No, and this is no sour grapes at all, but the Red Sox kind of have a good offense, but Aaron Sanchez is supposed to be the ace of the staff pretty much, and many expected that actually out of spring training when he looked very good, very healthy. Two home runs equated to 7 earned runs and 9 hits through 5 innings of work for him yesterday. 4 strikeouts, but he did finally keep the walks down in this performance. So that was the one good spot. At least he was actually commanding his pitches. I guess the biggest problem is that instead of missing away or outside of the zone, he was leaving them over the heart of the plate as those balls turned into home runs and extra base hits for the Red Sox. Andrew Benintendi was the biggest masher for the Boston Red Sox. He went 3-for-4 with 4 RBIs and a home run. JD Martinez also touched up Aaron Sanchez for the other home run. That was his 17th of the season as JD Martinez continues to rake in this new-look Boston Red Sox lineup. So, as I mentioned, 11 hits in this one for the Red Sox, 7 for the Blue Jays, who scored 3. They kind of dusted the runs around in the middle innings of this game. Kendrys Morales drove in Kevin Pillar after a double for the first run for the Blue Jays. Yonder Solarte drove in Gio Urshela for a sacrifice fly RBI. And then in the 7th inning, Teoscar Hernandez tripled in home Devin Travis. And that was the scoring summary for your Toronto Blue Jays. Teoscar Hernandez was the only hitter to record a multi-hit game in this one as he picked up another RBI. He now has 21 RBIs this season. Yonder Solarte has 33. And somehow, Kendrys Morales has 15, regardless of a .181 batting average. The new-look utility player for the Toronto Blue Jays, Russell Martin, checked off another box on the position scorecard as he played left field in this one. And this brings me to my first article that is going to be published today. I have two coming on the internet today. On southofthe6.com, I'm getting the websites mixed up. On jaysjournal.com, you could read how I think that if you're going to have Russell Martin playing everywhere but catcher all of a sudden seems to be the new trend, why have the Blue Jays not thought about injecting Danny Jansen into this lineup? I know Luke Maley has been having a career season, but it is still Luke Maley. His ceiling is only so high. Danny Jansen is one of the top prospects in catching throughout the majors, and he is off to another terrific start this season. He's more or less put 160 games in a row here between last year's Arizona Fall League, last season throughout the minor league system, where he skyrocketed through the depth chart last season. So that's a great consistent. He's got the speckle. So check out Live.com this morning when it publishes. But I think that's where everything's going. If you're not going to dump Kendrys Morales, you got to get somewhere. They're going to play Russell Martin, who were catching coverage yesterday. Luke Maley from a 3-for-3 strikeout. So maybe he has extended his hot streak on one or the other. So that is the Toronto Blue Jays story today. The Blue Jays are going to go straight out beyond the hill. The result has a San Francisco Giants, sorry to say, so is off to a stellar start at 6-2 on the 3 ERA. The trouble will get to him in this one. So, down on the farm, now that we've talked all the Toronto Blue Jays news to death at this point, Up and down for a lot of players lately, all over the minor league system. Dalton Pompey rejoined the Buffalo Bisons and got right back into it where he was. So another 2-for-4 performance for him in the latest win for the Bisons as they took down the Rochester Red Wings 4-2. Yeah, and I have to mention that Jordan Romano is also, after having a stellar start for the Bisons, has went back down to New Hampshire Fisher Cats after having a great spot start, as I had mentioned. So lots of movement in the minor league system, just as much as there is at the major league level. It's what happens when you're moving everybody around, I guess. So, as I mentioned a minute ago, the red-hot Danny Jansen went 2-for-3 again with 2 RBIs. And, yeah, it's just been an insanely good year for him already. And he singled home Richard Urena and Dalton Pompey in the sixth inning to rake in 2 more RBIs. And it's just getting to the point of ridiculous watching him. I know everybody's talking about Vlad and how good he's doing with the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, but right now Danny Jansen is currently batting .331 with the New Hampshire with the Buffalo Bisons, and he has 21 RBIs as well. So that's just very encouraging, and it's getting to that point. Like I said, you got to wonder what's going on and why he hasn't been given that full time chance yet. So, as for the rest of the Bisons' runs, Richard Urena had a sacrifice fly to score Reese McGuire, who actually started at catcher yesterday on Memorial Day here in the States. And Danny Jansen was the DH. As I said, he had drove in a pair on a single. And then Reese McGuire actually got in another sac fly to put the Bisons up 4-2 in the eighth inning, scoring Dalton Pompey again. So keep remembering that name. He's been having a very, very good resurgence season, Pompey, and it'll be interesting to see where he ends up at the end of the season, because he's definitely in that outside looking in with some of these guys building up the talent level around him. Yeah, the Alfords and everybody and so on and so forth. So, on the mound, Ryan Borucki, another stellar start. 6 innings of work, 6 hits, only 2 earned runs. Struck out 5 and walked 1, and it was his 4th win of the season. He is also on that short list of players I think that the Blue Jays need to give a shot to, especially with how bad the to get the Red Wings game here. I love you guys to get all this inning work, and then just as safe to really close out the game for the Buffalo Bisons. Moving down on the farm, Andrew Fisher Cats taking over the Red Sox. Went out 5-2 against the Yardies. Another great game from Juan Kelly, who is on a run. Now has 7 and he went to 3 with 3 guys. It's like something has clicked of late, as he has been definitely playing a lot better. 2 hits in this one. Went 2-for-4. With 2 strikeouts. Unfortunately, 2-for-4. Yes, there are guy. Kevin Biggio went 1-for-3. My single today on South of the 6 is all about. He's 12. He's on the team and most of the offensive care. And as I mentioned, Juan Kelly picked up the main part of the stop. And that also picked up a stolen base each on the season, which is just insane, because not many people think of him as a stolen base guy. I think he's been a another 6 hits. It's that first run against had they are currently 31-18 on the season after his win. And this one. Trucking along down to team. They had a day off on Monday, but they will get back on Tuesday evening. Kevin Smith voted from the Lansing Lugnuts. And if you all know who Kevin Smith is, over again, it's like when I saw him with the Lansing Lugnuts 2 weeks ago. Rather odd for the Lansing Lugnuts. Yes, like I mentioned, they are short of Kevin Smith. They have a solid lineup all the way through. And it was just kind of crazy to see them on the board in this one, but the one. Chavez Young and Lee Bott picked up 2 of those, and that's just not how you're going to score a lot of runs when you get ducks on the pond. But as far as the outing itself goes, they only lost 3-0. And it was just one of those games. Matthew Gunter had a solid start, but they couldn't get enough offense to really get him going. So Gunter went 5 innings through 3 innings, 1 run, 2 strikeouts. It was a good start. I'm very excited for him. And this is one of those games, like I said, the offense. And Aaron Kane pitched 3 innings of work. And that's a deal for the Lansing Twins as far as the just runs for them to not get the win in this one. Darryl gave up 1 also in this 3-3 hits. It's actually pretty good. Taking on the cake for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Kyle also did just 1 hit and struck out a batter. So, as far as the rest of the news for the Toronto Blue Jays, I do have to mention that Josh Donaldson was injured during the game. And the reason I waited for this end of the show to talk about this is because who knows what the heck's going to happen. It's one of those things. If he's going to end up on the DL, where are they going to go? And that is going to be where the interesting note is. Is this time that we finally see Vlad Guerrero Jr.? Is this going to be Russell Martin playing more third base, which seems to be the new trend? But in that move, there's still got to be one person coming up to the majors. The bullpen's overworked. The starting pitching's been rough. Can't get an offense. This is not the signs of a winning team right this moment. So, at least in this guy's opinion, I think it's time to start imploding the roster a little bit and start moving some of these pieces around. I think Danny Jansen is the logical place to start. Wait a couple weeks and see what you can get. And just let him play every day. See where it goes. As I mentioned, that article will be on that jaysjournal.com today for what I think you get from Danny Jansen and why this is kind of a silly even arguing point. He's already on the 40-man roster, folks. It's kind of silly not just to let him take the reins and run with it, especially if you're going to have Russell Martin play third base every day. The next option, bring up Vlad. The guy's insane. So I just don't understand what the management's hesitation is to pull the trigger on bringing up this youth. We're just about to hit into June here. It's still early enough for the Toronto Blue Jays to get back into this, and they really can run with it. We saw what the Yankees did when they brought up the youth at the end of that one season. They ran away with the late season records. Just bring these guys up, see if they can do that. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? That you got one less year of control on one of these players? But the catch is, you might win something. This team right now is fundamentally at 500 for the most part. You bring in some of these guys, maybe this team turns into a playoff team. The American League is a desolate place right now with the Yankees and Red Sox just mowing over everybody. If you come over on top of that pile, I just don't see why you wouldn't be able to get over that next spot of talent in the American League. Nobody's really running away with the rest of the wild card stuff. Everybody's kind of on the same level, so if you don't hurry up and get into this argument, I think that they're done, and you might as well bring up the kids anyways. It just doesn't make any sense to me at this point, so I hope that they finally figure something out. So anyway, a couple articles today, one on southofthe6.com, and that's south of six, the number 6ix.com. jaysjournal.com was my other one, and yeah, they'll be on the Twitter account here in a little bit so that you guys can follow it and figure it out. Anyways, go Blue Jays. Like I said, Estrada's on the hill. Hopefully he can right the ship a little bit after a rough loss yesterday for Aaron Sanchez. So go Blue Jays. Haven't lost hope, but something has to change here. Let's go Blue Jays.